You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Gary Joyner remembers the unusual history behind winter quarters built in 1805 and its role in the history of Louisiana.
Along U.S. 65, between Lake Providence and Faraday in Louisiana, are vast expanses of flat land. As you drive by, you may not realize the region's former glory. Though economically bereft today, between 1812 and 1865, these were some of the wealthiest counties in the United States. Among them, Tensaw Parish was perhaps the richest. Planters from Natchez to Vicksburg owned most of the land on the Louisiana side of the Mississippi River, since their eastern side was very hilly and unsuitable for cotton planting. In 1805, soon after Thomas Jefferson purchased Louisiana, Job Ruth built a winter hunting lodge on a former Spanish land grant on Lake St. Joseph. This small three-room house became known as Winter Quarters, one of the best-known dwellings in eastern Louisiana. In the early 1830s, Ruth's family added additional rooms and a grand gallery across the front, facing the lake. In 1850, Ruth's granddaughter, Julia, and her husband, Dr. Haller Nutt, bought the house and finished the structure as it appears today. Documents at the house indicate that the plantation covered 2,000 acres and that 300 slaves worked its fields. Dr. Nutt and his predecessors built cotton gins, barns, a sawmill, a smokehouse, a milk house, and machine shops. Since Dr. Nutt was a medical doctor, a hospital for the surrounding plantations was also constructed. This plantation was by no means the largest or the grandest on either Lake St. Joseph or on that stretch of the river, but it is today the sole survivor. During 1862 and early 1863, Union General Ulysses S. Grant made several attempts to seize the Confederate stronghold of Vicksburg, Mississippi. He was thwarted at every turn, either by the strong defenses of the city or by nature itself. Finally, he decided to circumvent the Confederate Gibraltar by marching his army along the Louisiana side of the river until he could find a crossing point. Grant moved three Army Corps down the levees through Madison and Tensaw Parishes. General William Tecumseh Sherman led one of these corps, and, in a presage of things to come in both Louisiana and Georgia, he ordered his troops to destroy every building not needed to support his men. Prior to the march, there were 15 beautiful plantation homes along the banks of Lake St. Joseph. All but one was torched, the one owned by a Yankee, Haller Nutt. Although the family was in Natchez, their overseer obtained letters of protection from two of the Union generals to save the house and its outbuildings. Local legend reports that it was Julia Nutt who went through the lines and obtained the letter of protection from General Grant himself at his headquarters at Milliken's Bend above Tallulah. It is said that if he spared the family's home, Julia promised to feed and quarter his officers. Although some believe that Grant actually slept in the house, there is no evidence to support this claim. However, the plantation was certainly the camping ground for at least one corps of federal soldiers, that of Major General John McClernand. Local legend also indicates that the portrait of the African-American man above the mantel in the living room is that of the slave who drove Julia Nutt on her journey to meet Grant. That cannot be proved. Whatever the real truth, reality is that the plantation was spared. Late in 1863, Union soldiers returned and burned all of the outbuildings and scattered the horses and cattle, but left the house. Today, only that house remains. It is listed on the National Register of Historic Places and is a Louisiana State commemorative area. This lone sentinel of a bygone era reflects that history matters.
History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas magazine.